Soulmate and vice versa, that's why I be the first of. Y'all want the second verse? Alright, I'm gonna give y'all the second verse. It's the world against you and I. You would never. Alright, I'm giving y'all two intro songs because we got to give my girl her flowers right now.
Yeah, baby, where y'all deal with? Hey! It comes to a lot of things, you know? So often to you. Want to come and stick you on donuts.
If I had you back in my world, I would prove that I could be a better girl. Oh, if you let me back in, I would show never, never, never that you go again.
Sing with me, y'all. Sing with me. You are back in tune. It's your guy, Flashy, with 6 Wives, 3 Wives. Y'all know the vibes. With another episode of You Got All The Sense Podcast. Shout out to Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Music on the check-in. I'm sorry, my intro was a little long this week. You know when songs just come across your heart and your spirit, you got to play them. And I just had to let y'all hear some good Ja Rule and then my girl Jasmine. I ain't even give y'all no new Jasmine. I give y'all the old Jasmine because y'all going to get in tune sooner or later. Real quick, y'all, we are sending... Not even sending our prayers up because we always send our prayers up. But this week, my two sponsors are, shout out to my dog, Kev, Mobe's Legacy, whatever you want to call it. He do his thing at either one, wherever you catch him at. But my dog is a kidney disease awareness He's pushing Kidney Disease Awareness Month this month, so we sending all our love and our prayers to everybody dealing with kidney disease awareness. Also, this month is Autism Awareness Month, so I need everybody to go help, prayers, everything you can do to support both of these causes for the month. And then not just this month, but every chance we get. I know a lot of us are busy and a lot of us are dealing with certain things, but I want to send big prayers and blessings to them. Then, of course, we got to give a silent prayer, any type of prayer for everybody still dealing with COVID, mental health, any issues you have. We're going to send a prayer up for them. And I want to give y'all a little quick message, right? When somebody say, pray for me, I want y'all to pray for them. Even if you don't know how to pray, and I'm just letting y'all know, I don't want to get too serious too early. But even if you don't know how to pray, prayer is just a conversation. Literally, a conversation with you and the higher power to whoever you believe in. So when somebody says, pray for me, or when you're praying for yourself, it's simply you having a conversation. How me and you have a conversation here, I don't get to hear your voices back. But y'all DM me and y'all text me and call me and tell me about things on the podcast, and we have a conversation. That's simply what prayer is. So I want everybody to just tap in a little bit with their inner prayer and send a prayer for everyone you come across, whether good, bad, or in however you come across them. Another thing, let's send our love up for Dr. King. Today is the day Dr. King passed away. I want to say, don't quote me on the years, but you know what? I won't even give you all the years, but shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those who held us down in the during the time of segregation and things like that. But we are back. Sorry to start off on such a serious note. Salaam to all my brothers and sisters who are practicing Ramadan right now. I know y'all going through a long, not even long, but a refreshing 30 days. It's only day 3. Shout out to those fasting. Shout out to those getting better with prayer. Shout out to those working on themselves. Just like my Christian folk, we just went through Lent season. Right now, my Muslim brothers and sisters are going through Ramadan. So I send a prayer up for everyone, no matter what your religion is. Send a prayer up for y'all. We had a good week of music from Friday to today. We had a good weekend of music. We had a good weekend of a bunch of little bit of everything that went on this weekend. We could jump right into it with music. No, music could be last. Let's get right into this. Duke lost in the national, in the Final Four this weekend. And to everybody who knows me, they know where Duke stands on my heart. And especially for Coach K to go out to UNC for the second time in a matter of weeks, especially finishing the regular season with a loss to North Carolina at Cameron Indoor and then losing to them in the Final Four, just hurt my heart for me as a Duke fan, for Coach K as being our head coach for so many years. And we send our love and blessings and well wishes off to Coach K as the new brotherhood steps in. Shout out to Reek Whitehead. If y'all don't know who he is, he's probably the number one recruit in the nation. He's originally from Newark, New Jersey. He goes down to school in Florida, but he will be at the Brotherhood next year in Cameron Indoor. Shout out to him putting on. Shout out to New Jersey Hoop recruit. A sad weekend for Duke fans to see Coach K go out with an L. Sad weekend for us. Our feelings are hurt. My feelings are hurt, to be honest with you. UNC, Kansas tonight, Final Four. National Championship. Excuse me. National championship game tonight. If you know me, I like Kansas over UNC. I am UNCK forever. I do not care for the Tar Heels of any form or fashion. Y'all can do what y'all want to do. I like Kansas tonight. Big blessings, big shout outs, big claps. Let me see if I can get their song up here. Shout out to the Lady Gamecocks over there at USC. for winning their second national championship. Shout out to Dawn Staley for being a black female coach. That's number one. Number two, for leading them girls back to the national championship. You feel me? Number three, shout out to Leah Boston. My dog said last night, y'all remember last year y'all had the picture of me crying everywhere because I didn't make the shot to end the game to take us to overtime and take us to the national championship. It's cool, though, because I got my national championship today. So take this picture of me smiling and put it everywhere the same way you put it when I was crying. Shout out to USC for getting a get back. Shout out to Dawn Staley. Probably the flyest coach in all of coaching for any sport. Drip God, Drip Guru. Shout out to Dawn Staley and them young ladies over there. I know they're going to go cocky crazy today. They was already going crazy last night, so I'm pretty sure it's going to go wild today. They have a parade soon come. Shout out to them girls over there. MLB, I know I told y'all MLB started last Friday. I lied. I'm sorry, y'all. MLB does start this Friday. I'm 1,000% sure it starts this Friday. And it's only one way to go. You know, new blue Yankee on who but me. If you know me, you know I love a blue Yankee. Gray brim to be exact, with a patch on the side. The Yankees are back. We've made some great offseason trades. We are in it to win it. Brian Cashman, I just got off the phone with him earlier. He told me I can pull up to any game this season, so I will be at a Yankee game this season. Make sure y'all catch me there. You know, let's go Yankees. I don't believe anything else happened in sports. The NBA playoffs are getting ready to start, and right now the Lakers are out of the mix. So what? I'm a Celtic fan. I could care less about the Lakers. Only thing I'm worried about as far as the Celtics in the East is a guy named Fryrie Irvin, and he's Ramadan Kyrie right now. So he's a little, he's fasting, and he's still giving y'all 40 buckets. Y'all should really be afraid. Him and Kevin Durant are a scary team to see. They are a scary team to see. I pray the Celtics, we don't see them till maybe second, third round. Eastern Conference Finals, that'd be perfect. That'd be a series that'll probably go 7 games, and I like Boston. Y'all heard what I said. I like Boston. Definitely something to look out for, the NBA playoffs. National Championship game today. College football will be back before we know it. So I know everybody really ready for that. Now that baseball and hockey are in between for right now, then college football will be back soon. And then NFL, let's go Eagles. Let's go Eagles. I'm not going to give an update on shows this week because Tommy didn't come on. Atlanta did come on. What else came on? Snowfall came on. Snowfall is losing me just as much as Power, Tommy, Ghost, whatever you want to call them, is losing me. I'm not saying they're dragging the season out, but it's just not. First couple episodes was good, then last two was just like, I see what y'all doing here. So we're going to skip right on over past shows this week. Nothing really to cover. So let's get... Oh, wait. One more thing before we get into our music, because there's a lot that went on this week in the music. WrestleMania was last night, last two nights, and I'm pretty sure everybody gonna be like, you still watch wrestling? Like, wrestling? I haven't watched wrestling in a while, but seeing as though it was WrestleMania and I got Peacock TV, I'm gonna watch wrestling. Oh, yeah. Bel-Air was a great episode, really emotional, really, like, a episode that I want everybody to go watch, especially dealing with black fathers being in and out of their children's lives. I want y'all to really go pay attention, especially I want to say they tried to recreate the Will and Uncle Phil conversation and just using Will and his father, who was played by Marlon Wayans. This episode, great episode, great dialogue. I loved it. But back to wrestling, I really watched wrestling this weekend because The Undertaker finally retired, and I said finally because it's been a long time coming, and I used to be scared of The Undertaker growing up, you feel me? He used to pitch out the arena, just black it out, you feel me? Blackout, everything blackout, him coming out with Paul Bearer, the Urn, it was just a time to be alive, And I know I'm showing my age. And then he got his brother Kane. And they was just the... And then Undertaker went to the badass phase with the motorcycle. And then it was just a great time if you ever got to experience wrestling when it was wrestling. And I know my friends are going to say, like, well, wrestling isn't real. At one time, I felt wrestling was real, so people started getting too hurt and people started dying. And then we had to make it more acting than real wrestling. So, but yes, I did watch WrestleMania this weekend to see The Undertaker's final farewell. I shed a tear for my man, The Undertaker, one of the greatest wrestlers ever. And then as soon as that tear was about to fall, I heard glass shatter. And then came a man on an ATV with Levi jean shorts and two knee braces. And if y'all know who that is Stone Cold. You feel me? Stone Cold came out, wrestled for about 4 minutes, turned it up for the entire Texas. I hate that they played. They had it at the Cowboy Stadium. Stone Cold came through and set the tempo, did what Stone Cold does, back-to-back nights, actually. Throwing beers, giving out stunners. He even Stone Cold stunned Vince McMahon for one good time. It's crazy, though, but Vince McMahon is, I'm sure he's upward of 60. He came out there ripped, like, wife beater on, muscles on, like he, like the lobster off SpongeBob. Like, yo, what's up, Vince? What's your workout plan? Because it's no way you upward of 60 and you still, you feel me, got muscles and veins popping through your neck like Big Papa Pump. You feel me? Something got to give. Like, but all in all, WrestleMania was excellent. I even watched Brock Lesnar lose to Roman Reigns. And what's the dude name? Paul Heyman was out there. He don't know who team he won't be on, but Paul Heyman was out there supporting Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns is now the United champion. I couldn't even tell y'all. I haven't watched wrestling in so long. But because of Undertaker and him retiring and everybody else in the class, I watched it. Let's get into this music for the weekend. Before we get into the Grammys, we're going to get into the Hot or Not list for this weekend. Dreamville, shout out to Dreamville. And Dreamville Fest was this weekend. Shout out to my dogs that went to Dreamville Fest. Got to see Weezy, baby. All of those greats perform together, and I'm super, 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 super mad I missed it. I'll see you soon, Dreamville Fest. I will see you soon. But Dreamville dropped the Gangsta Grills, you bastards. They dropped the Gangsta Grill mixtape this weekend with DJ Drama. DJ Drama. Fire. Do you hear me? Are y'all listening? Fire. From the intro to the outro, one of the best collabs since their last album. One of the best collabs I heard from a group, record label, whatever you want to call them. Fire. 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 I gave one of my dogs to listen to one of the tracks. He wasn't feeling it. And I just, you know what, I just turned it off because that just pissed me off. Because Dreamville, from Jid, from Earth Gang, from everybody, from ASAP Ferg being on there, for 2 Chainz being on there, for Ari Lennox, for, if I miss somebody, all of them played, J. Cole, of course, played their part. And they, when they do compilation albums, it be heat. It be heat. And even on individual, they give their own type of music, their own genre, and they do what they do. But when they come together, they give out heat. They give out heat. I need y'all to go download Dreamville, D-Day, Gangsta Grills, You Bastards, album, fire. My dog, Lil TJ, I know we ain't heard from Lil TJ in a little while. I don't know what he got going on. He dropped a new track called In My Head. I'm rocking with it. I'm definitely rocking with it. Good to hear Lil TJ back on the scene. And I seen him tweet or post on Instagram a couple weeks ago, like, a lot of people stole my sound. That's why y'all been missing me. And I ain't gonna say they stole your style. They stole your style, but that's the formula that everybody going with. And I feel like since you was one of the first ones doing it, you should have been kicking music out, you feel me, every other week. It may be something going on with your label. That's not my, you know. But I definitely, 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 it was good to hear Lil TJ back on the 1-2. Chris Breezy dropped a track called Warm Embrace. If y'all didn't hear, it's just Chris Brown being Chris Brown. Not too much you could say about that. It's just Breezy being Breezy. You feel me? Like, no matter what he do, it's not too many artists you'd be like, oh, that's not good music from them. Chris Brown, one of them artists, you're going to be like, you may not like it right now, but by the third or fourth time you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, this my jam. This my song. And I want y'all to go tap into that. NLE Chopper, he dropped Yak Flow. I won't say I don't listen to NLE Chopper, but I enjoy rappers, like rappers that rap. And this, and he just happened to rap on this track, so I gave it a few spins. Definitely, it's definitely not on the fire side, but it's definitely on the hot side. At least it's not on the cold side. A Boogie. I don't know if y'all know, but A Boogie, one of my favorite artists in the last 5 to 10 years. A Boogie dropped a track called Playa, and he dropped two versions. He dropped one version with Bella, and then he dropped a version with her. And both of them are fire. Fire on that, past the hot side, both of them are fire. But the one with her and A Boogie together on a track, put your lighters up. It brought more fire. Like, I literally was like, nah, this is what we've been missing. And A Boogie got rid of his down south fro, his little temp fade afro, and he back to the waves. So he about to give y'all some more fire. Like, literally, A Boogie is about to be back in rotation. I already see what's going on. Summertime coming. That's A Boogie season. You know how A Boogie give it up, y'all. Another track that dropped this weekend was the City Girls and Favio, called Top Notch. Let's just be real. JT is the City Girls. You get what I'm saying? Carnesha is Carnesha, but JT is the rapper. Like, yeah, Carnesha have her times where she get a line that everybody go crazy for, but that girl JT, y'all, I don't know if it's Uzi, well, she been rapping, but fire JT's verse. The song overall is just but JT verse, bro, she walked it down. Walked it down like it was no, you feel me? Like, she ain't rapped in forever. And she went crazy. She went crazy. No cap. JT went viral movie. Favio had a decent verse. Carnesha had a decent verse. But JT is the star of that song. Make sure y'all go get out of spin. And the last track I want to address before we get into the Grammys is K Flocka, Free K Flocka, Dougie B, shout out Dougie B, and Cardi B. They shot a video for the remix to K Flocka and Dougie B song. And Cardi was outside, you feel me? Video in the trenches, you feel me? Cardi got the red flag bandana hair, which is crazy. But she Cardi. Fire. The song was already hot. If y'all haven't heard it, go chap in with K Flocka and Dougie B. But with Cardi B on there, it's just more fire. And I just think that drill rappers are now getting, I won't even say now, but drill rappers, and I wouldn't consider Favio a drill rapper, but I would. They are now getting the features from artists that, the big female artists, which is going to push their fan base, push their numbers, their streams, their views, all of that up. Just like Nicki just helped Favio out, just like City Girls just helped Favio out. They are literally pushing drill rap to make it better, not even better, but to put it on another platform outside of just being in the hood and in the trenches. So I appreciate all of those. I appreciate that, especially for drill rappers who could rap drill without dissing the dead. I really appreciate that, if y'all could do that too, but who knows if we're gonna get that anytime soon. That's crazy. Speaking of Cardi B had an issue. Well, not even an issue, but she took it to Instagram Live this weekend to wild out on the Grammys for her not being there. Everybody made it an issue for her not being there. I'm going to give y'all a short message of what Cardi said. She said, "I didn't win, so what was the point of me even being there while my son is going through what he's going through?" Send a prayer up for Cardi B family and her son. But she simply told y'all, y'all was going to have me come to the Grammys. I was not going to win. And then I was just going to be sitting there upset while my son is dealing with what he's dealing with. How'd that sound? Exactly. She not with it. Shout out to Cardi B, though. Let me just give y'all a quick rundown of, I'm going to say this. These awards and nominations that I'm about to mention are the R Grammys, not all of the other stuff that they got going on. And when I say R or ours, I want y'all to know who I'm referring to, but y'all know who I'm referring to. This is probably going to be the most controversial. Tyler, the Creator, won Best Rap Album over Donda and some other albums. And don't get me wrong, I rock with Tyler, the Creator. And I'm going to just be real, like Kanye told Taylor Swift. Kanye had one of the best albums of the year in the last 5 years. How dare y'all disrespect him? Don't get me wrong, Tyler had a great album. Tyler did his thing. But that wasn't better than Donda. That wasn't better than Nas' album. Nas' album was fire, flawless. Him and Hitmaker, flawless, fire album. I don't see how y'all did that. I don't like it. I don't like it. I do not like it. I do not like it. Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar won Best Rap Performance, which I believe they deserved. Their track that is fire. You feel me? That song is fire. Definitely big up to both of them. Who else? Best Pop Duo, my girl SZA. Shout out to SZA for putting on for Jersey. Yes, SZA and Doja Cat won Best Pop Duo for their album. Song/Record of the Year went to Silk Sonic, which is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, which I enjoy. I enjoy their music. I enjoy that song, so I'm not mad at that. Kanye did win a Grammy, and my man Hov won a Grammy also for Best Rap Song with Jail. I'm not sure why that was the song that won, but I definitely support it. I definitely support it. Shout out to Kanye and Hov. Kanye was also nominated for something else, him and Favio. They might have won. I'm not 1,000% sure. I didn't watch the Grammys too much. But my girl, y'all know how I feel about her. My girl, Jasmine Sullivan, popped out last night and took two of them Grammys back to the crib. First, she got Best R&B Performance. Fire, of course. Get Out Your Feelings. That song went viral every time it came on. She did that for the ladies. And then her and Silk Sonic also won, split the award for Best R&B Album last night at the Grammys. I'm not too upset at that, but I feel like Jasmine could have took that by herself. No shade, no, you know, I definitely feel like Jasmine could have took that by herself, but big up to the Grammys. Shout out to everybody who won the Grammys. I literally have, this is probably going to be the first half, and then once I get back into the second half, I have an interview with my brother, Sunny Days, the artist, the musician, whatever you want to call him. It's really my brother since the fourth grade. Like, when y'all be like, 10-year nigga or 20-year, like, nah, it's literally, but we're going to discuss his music as far as New Jersey and other things. So I will be back in tune with y'all. Y'all get this episode together, but I'm cutting it short here. Screen record your clips. Shout out to The Click. You're now tuned in when You Got All the Sense podcast. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all on the second half of the interview.